views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to yet another Sunday morning edition of We the People Radio. How is that?
It's yet another edition of Hurry Up, it's almost time to start.
You are joining your hosts, Elizabeth Woodward, Aaron Ryan, and our absolutely fabulous engineer, Bob Martin.
Good morning, ladies.
And if you're just tuning in for the first time, we are KCNR 1460, as you probably know, home of Free Fire Media. And We the People Radio is all about fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution. So that's a pretty broad brush, and we cover all things that fall underneath that umbrella. We're primarily focusing these days on private property rights, because if you have no private property, you have no rights.
Exactly.
What do you think, Aaron, right?
Well, I was going to say, hi, I'm Aaron, and I'm a climate change denier. And then you guys are supposed to go, hi, Aaron.
Hi, Aaron. And we have a guest in the studio today. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Mike, introduce yourself properly.
Oh, Mike Foreman. I don't know how else to describe
myself. You're a climate change denier, aren't you?
Well, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Come on.
Climate change complier.
Yeah, yeah. We're gonna fight it all the way.
Yeah, we're going to be doing environmental truth-telling today. We're going to tell the truth about...
Well, that is burdensome, and that will get us a lot of mean comments.
Yeah.
Not on our chat room, though.
And, you know, it's funny because I was dozing in and out of sleep last night, and it occurred to me that, you know, we have a regular following, I think, with the show now. I don't know if it's a cult following, but we do have a following. And I just wanted
to say it's a cult following. It sounds kind of creepy.
Yeah, and I just wanted to thank all the folks out there that tune in every week. I know that you don't all get on the chat room. We don't know who you all are, but I do know you're out there. You come up to us when we're doing other things in public and point out that you're listening every week, and we really appreciate it, and I know that you're all doing your best to spread the word, so thanks.
Yeah, we want you to send us topics and speakers and stuff, because that makes it fun.
And if you're at all inclined and you love the content of the show so much that you'd like to sponsor it, feel free.
Yeah, obviously that's our weak link.
Yeah.
We focus hard on programming.
Yeah.
Brutal. So,
don't put Aaron and I in charge of a corporation, okay?
Hey, speak for yourself, Occupy Wall Street.
I'm not saying I don't. Hey, wait a minute.
Bob's reaching for the button. He can't help you now. 7 seconds have gone by. So, we're still dying to know how that works. What does that button do?
We really want to say a really bad word just so we can watch Bob hit the button. I tried last week. I said the CRAP word, but he didn't hit the button. He said that was acceptable.
And then Bob said...
I said, we allow crap on this station.
See, there you go again. Now we got it. Okay, it's not even 8:10.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, I can't listen to the show today. I got to go to church. This is horrible.
Yeah.
These people are terrible influence.
If you're not awake now, you will soon be.
My. So when we met Mike,
it's been
way back in the olden days.
I think we're coming up on 3 years.
Yes, right. Well, it was all starting up, basically, that's... You know, where we first started.
And you were like...
That's when I had time.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
At least
the economy was in the can.
At least you didn't say that's when you had hair.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although it's a great visual.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, I mean, way back then, it was like... Yeah. You know, carb, right. And we had...
Everybody was focused on health care, and that was a big thing.
Yeah.
It still
is,
obviously. And,
yeah.
And you know, I was concerned with that as well. You know, I'm looking at, because of how it's affecting me directly, how this carb and AB 32 and all these issues are going on. So this is going to be a fun morning for me.
Yeah, because you're going to tell us what it's really like.
Yeah, when you're actually experiencing, you know, the impact of all these nice regulations and dealing with, you know, CARB and all the wonderful people there.
Mary Nichols, the most, what did they say about her? She was the most dangerous woman on earth or something?
Oh, yeah, just, you know, it's another one of these extremist environmentalists in control of a government agency that has no accountability.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's really a scary thing.
Yeah,
and,
it really is.
Even the governor, unfortunately, when Schwarzenegger was in office, really, he's about the only one that could have really done anything to kind of slow this down, and he did a little bit,
mm-hmm.
but not nearly enough. enough.
No.
Especially with an economy that was really in desperate straits. You know, it's just, it was foolish, you know, to do what they were doing, and still is.
Well, we all know what he was doing now instead of doing that.
Yeah, we sure do.
Now we know why he was so distracted.
Yeah.
Sometimes he pulled a Clinton.
Yeah.
Sometimes retrospect is fabulous. So for all those people who are concerned that this is a political show with a diet focus, CARB is the California Air Resources Board. We should just get that out there. And do we have Duffy on the line? Are we all situated?
Oh, he's been on the line for about 5 minutes.
Oh, yes. No. And he's like in the Broadcast Hall of Fame. He's like, who are these knuckleheads? How'd I get on this program?
We're sorry. We know you're there.
Oh, feel free.
I'm just enjoying you guys, Chad. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, hey, really nice to have you with us. I mean, I think this is the first time that we've had anybody that does what we do, like, professionally.
Yeah, which isn't what we do.
We're volunteers, so hey. So, what's your background in the radio broadcast world?
Yeah, down here in Southern California, if you can just imagine our freeways.
Ew.
And that clog of traffic that you see on television every day or every time they show a picture of Southern California, between 4 and 7 in the afternoon, that was my audience. And for 10 years, from 1994 to 2004, I spoke to a group of people I called the not-so-silent majority. You remember back when Governor Reagan became President Reagan and Jerry Falwell ran his organization? It was called the silent majority. Well, we're not so silent anymore, are we?
No, absolutely not.
We're not only getting informed, but we're speaking right up here, and we're saying, and we have been saying for some time, it's just that the other side hasn't been listening much until now. All of a sudden, we've started gaining traction. We've started gaining numbers, and now we have a voice that's going to be heard, and either the people who are in office are going to listen to the people, or else, and I love it that your program is We the People. They're either going to listen to We the People, or we're going to throw the bums out. We'll pay them their pensions and send them back so they can get real jobs, and we'll find somebody new who will be responsive to We the People.
Yeah, can we make common sense one of the prerequisites?
Absolutely.
I mean, it's just some of these things, you know, you tell people who don't follow this kind of stuff, and they say, oh, they're not really going to do that. I think that's what's happened with CARB. I think people deep down believed, well, they're not probably going to do that.
Well, I come on today to remind you that we are now 51 days away from being well on our way to have gas prices in our state double, to have the electric bill go up by a third, to have every industry in our state get hit by a ton of new regulations, a ton of forms to fill out, a ton of fees to pay, a ton of new rules to live by, and all in the name of global warming.
And we're going to fix it all with the air over California. Because that's just brilliant.
We're going to change the makeup of the air in the universe. I tried to imagine one time when I was younger, I had an opportunity to fly the Concorde at twice the speed of sound. And you're up at 55,000 feet, and you look down at the Earth's surface, and from up there, you can see the curvature of the Earth. You can see how big it is. And the idea that this little sliver of land on the west coast of the United States, which is part of North America, somehow or another, we're going to go to all of these rules and regulations and subsidies, and somehow or another, we're going to be able to impact that huge thing that we call the Earth's atmosphere. I don't think so.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure India and China are just going to pick up the difference.
Yeah, they'll,
there's so many major polluters around the world that are having nothing to do with this whole plan. A couple of years ago, I wanted to call a name that's familiar to all of you and all of your listeners, and that is our good friend Tom McClintock. And I asked Congressman McClintock if he would tell me, in a word, if he would describe cap and trade as it's coming to California under the 2006 Global Warming Solutions Act, which I guess everybody in your audience knows as AB 32. But here's what Tom said. He was the one that gave me that statistic that the electric prices were going to increase by so much. And I said, Tom, why? And he said, well, the last time our electric generators had to retrofit was back in the 1970s. They went from oil to coal back then. And now, of course, the Obama administration has declared war against coal. So now, according to this new CARB plan, all of the electric generating facilities in our state have to switch from coal to natural gas. Now, who do you think is going to pay for all of those retrofits and upgrades? It's going to be passed along to us customers.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Same thing with the refineries. I mean, we've heard from Stephen Chu, who's the energy secretary, and I might add, a longtime environmentalist. He's the Secretary of Energy, and Stephen Chu has said, we can expect our gas prices to be about the same as Europe. Because Europe has put this cap-and-trade nonsense into effect 7 years ago, and we have to produce in California a whole new grade of gasoline to comply with CARB. By the way, you guys said it's the California Air Resources Board. I have a new way of referring to CARB.
Oh, please.
I love yours.
Please tell us.
Yes, it's the California Arbitrary Rules for Bankruptcy.
There you go.
Exactly.
Beautiful. We will forever be reformed. And on that happy note, people can chuckle their way back to the kitchen, grab some coffee. We will return with you in 2 minutes here on We the People Radio. Go to the website, wethepeopleradio.us. Click on the link there. Join us on the chat. We'll see you in 2 minutes on the home of Free Fire Media.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, when you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not.
You can explain it all down at City Hall. I say, yeah, when you're hot, you're hot.
La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. When you're hot, you're hot.
Wow. Hey, we got a little local politics and a little global warming mixed into one song, Hot, Hot, Hot at the City Hall. Hey, welcome back. Welcome back to We the People Radio. We are with our guests, Warren Duffy and Mike Foreman. Warren is an expert on the upcoming, what did you call it, the economic tsunami, and Mike Foreman is going to be hit by the waves.
Mike's Mike owns a towing company.
I'm an expert on the bankruptcy part.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, so give us a call if you've got questions or a little input, 605-4567, or we're chatting and streaming live at wethepeopleradio.us.
Okay, so after that, we dropped the bomb on him right there in the first 15 minutes. What's left? There's no lead up. So Duffy, what are you seeing in Southern California? Are people kind of freaking out about this? Or
listen. First of all, yeah. I want you to think, Aaron, if you can, how much of this do you hear in the mainstream media?
Yeah. Nothing. Zero.
Zip.
I mean, it's like we're on a blackout here. If this thing is true, I just heard your commercial for the winery. It's difficult to imagine that somehow our friends in the wine industry would be considered polluters. But stop and think, and this is according to Tom McClintock again, and then I verified it because I've gotten in touch with wine producers. When you take grapes and ferment them to sugar, you're creating a gas, and that gas is now considered a pollutant. So even the wine industry is going to get hit with caps. The trucking business. I was just up on the steps of the Capitol about a month ago and spoke to dump truck operators. And these are small business people. You know, the family invests in a dump truck, and then they haul stuff around. And up. These people are, if their truck is less than 7 years old, they can retrofit it. But it's going to cost them about $15,000 to $17,000 per truck to retrofit. And then if it's more than 7 years old, and you know, some of those dump trucks, they're good forever. I mean, they take a beating and keep on ticking or whatever that old commercial was. But here, if it's older than 7 years, then CARB is demanding under cap and trade they have to replace it. That's $150,000, $170,000 a truck. And some of these little family businesses have three or four trucks. And, you know, they've worked hard. Dad's passed it down. Granddad passed it to dad. And dad's now passed it along to the next generation. This is their livelihood. And this is these are the people that are going to get hit the hardest. Cement industry. Everything California, if you want to build an apartment building, if you want to build a freeway, if you want to build a home, you need cement. Well, I went and spoke to it's called the aggregate and cement industry. And I went and sat in a room with guys, and they said the rules are so stringent on our industry. If we manufacture a ton of cement, that means we create a ton of pollution under these air regulation rules that CARB has adopted. And they're all saying, we can't afford to operate here anymore. So we're heading to the border. And we're going across the state line. The taxes over there are lower. We don't have Mary Nichols to worry about. And yes, you're right. The Daily Caller, which is a website that's operated by, you may remember him from CNN and Dancing with the Stars, Tucker Carlson. He's the one who said just last week, Mary Nichols is the most dangerous woman in America. Now think of that. We've sent Pelosi and Boxer and Feinstein back to Washington, and we even have Gloria Allred out here, and they consider Mary Nichols more dangerous than any of those.
We have no standards.
The cement guys are running across the business, are across the state line, and they're saying, hey, you want cement? We'll be happy to bring it to you out there in California. It's just there's going to be a considerable delivery charge.
So, okay, Mike.
Yes.
Tell us what reality looks like for you in 51 days.
Well, that's exactly in line with what we're discussing here. I happen to have a trucking-related business, and it's a towing business, and what we do is primarily focus on heavy-duty towing, big rigs, in other words. And so a lot of our customers are also dealing with the same problem, local as well as people from out of state. A lot of these guys don't really have a clue what's coming at them. They really don't. They don't know anything about this. And CARB is gearing up to be able to inflict some major pain on these people when they aren't in compliance. And it's going to basically shut down a lot of businesses. It's going to hurt the economy here in California in a tremendous way. The things I'm reading, not only will it affect businesses, but it's going to affect jobs. It's going to cost probably on the rate of 1 million jobs per year for who knows how long.
Until we're all gone.
Until they finally get rid of all the old trucks and they're happy. So the problem that we have here, for my trucks, if they're older than 1993, I have to get rid of them or replace the engine. It's not just this filter that Warren was talking about. It's also an engine and all the components that go with it, the computers and all the electronic goodies. You're probably looking at $60,000 by the time you get through. And for our trucks that are in the range of $250,000 to $300,000 per truck, you don't really want to replace all those all at one time like they're demanding. So it's a huge problem for us, and we're scrambling trying to figure out just exactly how we can do this in an economy that really doesn't allow you to have a lot of excess anyway, if you can even make a profit,
Yeah, you have no capital, so how would you be making these improvements?
Right. It's insane. It's suicide. Any business person making this kind of a decision to invest in all that equipment in an economy like this, with the uncertain future we have with it, with this economy, is just feeling like they've got a gun pointed right at their head. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, it's just the recipe for bankruptcy. It really is. Just exactly what Warren was saying.
So do you make, what do you do as a business owner? Do you make the switch, or do you hold out to the very last second and pray that it doesn't go through?
You pray. You really do. I mean, you seriously don't know what the future is. So far, they've been making, you know, adjustments because of the bad economy. They've extended deadlines and dates and so forth. But they're not changing their agenda. They're still moving forward with this, and they're going to make it happen. You just look at what you can do, and you try to do that. You know, they're trying to give, which doesn't make a lot of sense in a time when our state's basically bankrupt. Also, all these financial incentives. So if you trade in an old truck, I just took a school bus that got $30,000 for the school district, got a $30,000 grant, I guess you call it. But anyway. Money from the state for destroying this bus so they could replace it with a brand new bus. Now, the bus was older, but it was in good shape and really actually ran very well. And I had to take it down to the scrap metal yard and watch them destroy it, completely rip it apart.
Well, the school system is crying that
right,
it's broke.
This is what they're demanding. Brilliant. And, where does this money come from? That was actually kind of on the low end side. I know other friends and customers out there that are getting $45,000 per truck to destroy their truck, basically, and buy another truck.
And that's all coming on the back of the taxpayer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But we don't have money for all the stuff that we actually need because we're busy
destroying good vehicles.
To put this in perspective, how many people work for you in your towing company?
We have
about
5-6 people. It's a small business, yeah.
All right. Okay.
But there's a lot of those out there.
And what's the price tag going to be to you on this? If, in fact, you have to do all the stuff they said.
I bought new equipment,
magic number that you got to come up with?
Probably in the range of $1 million.
Jeez. Gosh, that's super doable for 5 employees. Yeah, that's fantastic.
And I'm sure the banks are going to be standing in line waiting to loan you the capital.
Yeah.
Right.
Duffy just swallowed his tongue.
Yeah. You know, I mean, what's really frustrating to me as a business person, I'm 56 years old. I'm hoping that retirement will be somewhere in the future. I'm watching Social Security dry up. My 401k went to a 201k, and now I think a 101k. we're looking at our value of our real estate. It's just nosedived. It's tanked. And now CARB comes along and says, basically, your
equipment... Let me kick you while you're down.
Yeah. Your equipment is now virtually worthless because you have to replace it. What is the resale market? What's a used truck going to be worth that is an older truck now? It's not worth anything. So basically what they did for me, on top of everything else, is just set me up for depending on the government to sustain myself while I face my retirement years.
I think that might be the point.
Yeah.
But wow. That's another show.
Now, why isn't the mainstream media, instead of talking about Conrad Murray, and instead of talking about these, did you hear what Ann Coulter said, the difference between the Occupy Wall Street movement and the Tea Party is? In one word, a shower. But instead of covering things like this that really don't impact our economy, why isn't the mainstream media talking about this? And I have a suggestion. It doesn't fit their agenda. Mm-hmm. See, the green agenda has been bought into by big media. And they think this is a nice touchy-feely thing. We're going to make the environment better. Our streams are going to be better. They all of a sudden they get information from a businessman, and he's saying $1 million is what this is going to... They don't know what to do with that over in the newsroom at a TV station. They don't know what to do that over in the newsroom at a mainstream liberal newspaper. This just doesn't fit the pattern. This doesn't fit the program. So they're having to process all this new information, and gosh, they're going to have to very embarrassingly admit that we might have picked the wrong side in this game.
Yeah, can you say Africa?
Yeah, it's going to get ugly. Maybe we'll have more people that introduce themselves as climate change deniers.
Hey, so
we've got to take a break real quick,
and when we come back, we've got Bill on the line.
So Bill in Reading isn't Bill in the studio. Hang on 5 seconds, and we'll be right back to you here on We the People Radio, and we are listening at KCNR 1460 AM, the home of Free Fire Media.
If your tax advisor tells you your legal deductions are red flags, it's time for North State Consultants in Reading. Our team specializes in reducing your tax liability using IRS policies and administrative law. As the most aggressive and qualified tax preparation and audit litigation specialists in the business, we offer tax and trust assistance with audits, late filings, overdue taxes, and more. For more information, visit our website at northstateconsultants.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
A set of pipes on you, Mike.
Welcome back. We the People Radio. We're entering into the second half of our first hour. We're with Warren Duffy and Mike Foreman. We're talking all things AB 32 in the state of California, coming down the pike in 51 days. Hey, and Mike has, he's got a chart that he's going to email over to Robert, and he will put it on our website. It shows the timelines for getting rid of old vehicles and having to comply. It's really interesting. It's a visual. You'll like it. And give us a call at 605-456-7, and I believe we've got Bill on the line. Are you there, Bill?
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, the reason I'm calling is I was under the understanding there was a new recycling center coming into Reading, so I over there on Eastside Road, just south of Clear Creek. So I stopped in there the other day and talked to the project manager. And he was supposed to open November 5th, and he says now he's shooting for December 5th, but he says the city of Reading, he says he can't even guarantee that anymore. He says the city of Reading has just given him fits, you know, and had guys running around there. I didn't go into detail, but I think that would be a great storyline for you to go down there, and to him to tell it to me, it would stop, but if he told it to you and you get on the air with it, it would be a great current event that you could.
Yeah, because a lot of the state mandates obviously come down to the local level.
Yes, and but even that, he's just having trouble with the local level.
Sounds like the other guy down the road on 273 that used to take in green waste.
Yes, this is just
same deal.
Probably the same deal, but he was in the county at least. This man's in the city of Reading, and you know they bought that old mill in there, and they thought they would have. They had that railroad spur, and they thought they had everything dialed in. And it's just they just keep pouring the money to it, trying to get in front of them. So I think it would be an interesting.
It's ironic how the green movement talks out of both sides of their mouth.
Yeah, no,
it is.
No good deed goes unpunished.
Yeah, that's for sure. I'm sure they're saying. Well, it's like the old next door to the grocers there when that guy bought that property and wanted to put in that
sounds like.
Yes. You got it.
Having a Rick Perry
moment. Materials. Anyway, they wanted him to put up $175,000 worth of improvements, and it wasn't. He couldn't do it on that lot and the size of his operation. So it's set. You know, he's trying to sell the land now.
Oh, wow. Yeah, somebody in the chat room said it's called the Brickyard.
No, that was that. But this is below. This is the next. This that Brickyard was. They're still trying to sell that. But I mean, this is down there where Star Drive or Sacramento Drive in the corner of Sacramento and Eastside Road, where the old Shasta Block used to be.
Wow.
I'm going back a lot. I'm going back a long time. I've lived in the same house for 40 years, so...
Don't tell anybody. There's probably a rule against that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. They want to take it away from me.
Yeah, you better lay low.
Hey, listen, thanks for your time.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling
in. Hey, Bill, thanks for calling in.
You bet. Bye.
See? We got eyes and ears everywhere.
Yeah, we really do.
But yeah, isn't it amazing? A recycling center can't get going. You can't even do that.
Well, and that's where it really starts to hit home for people, because they, they go about their daily business. They go somewhere to take advantage of some local service that they've become accustomed to that makes sense as part of your daily life. And when they go down there, they find out they can't, and it makes absolutely no sense to them.
Well, they start looking at the rules. So Duffy, what's the thing that's going to hit just regular people who have no clue what we're talking about? They don't know about the California Air Resources Board, never heard of them because there's nothing in the paper. What's the first thing they're going to notice?
Well, I think, first of all, if I can, Aaron, I'd like to paint...
Or we can talk about something else.
I do a demonstration when I go out to speak, and it's a little visual, but if I can sort of paint a word picture for you and your listeners, if you can imagine over here somebody in bib overalls and wearing a straw hat, and they're a dairy farmer, and then over here in the middle... we've got a guy in a suit, and he's a commodity speculator. Like, for example, Cantor Fitzgerald, who handled all the cap and trade in Europe, and who now have an office open in San Francisco, and they're offering carbon futures on the market for 2013, 2014, and 2015 here in California. And then over here to your left, we have a young lady who's a representative of CARB. Now, just imagine the CARB lady says to the farmer over here, "We've established a cap for your cows because Aaron, cows have this way of polluting our atmosphere, whether they burp from either end."
What a lovely way of putting it.
I was waiting to see how you were going to get into
it. I know, we couldn't wait. I was like, I can't wait to hear what he says.
Fart. Can we say fart?
Can we say fart, Bob? Bob, can we say fart?
They're creating methane gas.
You just did, Elizabeth, yes.
They're creating methane gas, and the state has now put a limit on everything economy-wide. So, dear farmer, your cows have this limit. Now, it's very difficult to convince your cows that they should burp less. So you have to go over to the lady, Miss California Air Resources Board, and from her, you're going to have to buy a certificate that says you can keep on polluting, but you can buy a carbon credit from the state. Well, there's only one trouble. Now, carbon and pollution are considered to be a commodity. Just like gasoline, just like wheat, it's a commodity. And so here comes the guy in the middle in the business suit. And he's a commodity trader. And he says to the state of California, what's that carbon credit worth? And they say, well, we're selling these for $100. So the carbon trader gets it, and he goes over to the dairy farmer and says, look, I can sell this to you for $100. That's what the state wants. But see that guy over there? He's from the wine industry. He's willing to pay me $150. See that guy over there? He generates electricity, and he's really polluting a lot, so he's offered me $250. And see that guy over there? He's from the wine industry, and you know those guys make a lot of money selling wine. They sell it all over the world. He's willing to pay me $350. So listen, if I'm going to pass on all of those offers, and I'm going to sell, Miss Dairy Farmer, I'm going to sell this to you, it's going to unfortunately cost you $400. So the lady needs her cows to keep operating. She pays the carbon guy in the suit in the middle her $400. He takes $300, sticks it in his briefcase, passes the $100 back to the state, and now you know how cap and trade works.
Wow. Sounds like farmers better stock up on corks.
I think so.
Maybe they can get them from the wineries.
It'd be a lot cheaper.
Maybe they'll come up with some kind of filter for that, you know?
Unbelievable. You know,
forgive the pun, but it's utterly ridiculous.
Hey, you know, well, you know, speaking of that, on the 28th here in Reading at the local tea party, we're going to have a cow night.
bring your beef.
We're going to tell everybody to bring their beef. We're going to have a cow. So,
hey, listen, if you'd like me, I have a cow costume.
Oh, that's great.
You are
I rent my cow costume.
That is fun.
But unfortunately, it's a commodity, and it goes through Cantor Fitzgerald.
And they'd probably have to go through the postal service, and who knows how many days a week they're working.
Yeah.
That's funny. Yeah, there's so many people that are being hit by so many things. It's like,
but
you know,
and when you try to tell people what's coming down the pike, they just don't get it.
Well, some people think it's just, oh, it was just an isolated incident. So we thought, hey, wouldn't it be kind of fun, almost like public comment, you know, that you do at city council or whatever. Let's give everybody, you know, 3 minutes. We're not going to solve it. We're not going to do Q&A. We just let them come and tell what their particular issue is, and we just started laughing. Oh, hell, so
and
Barbara's been on the phone, stranded. She's been trapped in
and hopefully she hasn't given up on us. Are you still
Bob
there,
did
Barbara?
His job. He wrote it down on the thing, and we ignored it. Barbara,
are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, you're so sorry.
Thanks for waiting. Sorry,
I'm listening with my other ear.
As long as you don't, it's all fun and games unless you have a Rick Perry moment after that much time has elapsed.
Yeah.
So.
I hope not.
Okay.
Hey, thanks for calling in.
Oh yeah, listen, listen to you guys. I usually go to church this time of morning, so I miss half your show on Sundays. But I enjoy what you're doing this morning. It's really a sore spot with me. This global warming crap. Excuse me.
Oh, Barbara said crap. Can we say crap?
That's okay.
I'm sorry. I take that back.
That's quite fine. All right.
But anyway, I was listening to Roger Hitchcock tonight, who I dearly trust, and I'm sure you know his reputation as an honest guy. He told me that he told us on the radio that he found out scientists have discovered a live, active volcano under the Arctic.
Yes, I heard that.
Now, this is the basis of the whole darn global warming thing, man-made pollution and the melting of the ice packs and all that stuff. But it's something to throw out there, because I know the mainstream media is not going to put it out on the news.
It'll just be us climate change deniers out here railing in the wilderness.
But it does answer the question why there is some drifting of bergs and stuff up there and everything on the ice cap and stuff. And a live volcano, I think, would do it.
It's got potential to have a large impact.
Yes.
A large warming impact.
I just want to throw that in there for your audience in case someone out there that doesn't listen to Roger, but I thought it was very interesting.
Yeah, I really like Roger Hitchcock because he does tend to focus primarily on California, although he does go national too, but yeah, you hear some things there you don't always hear everywhere else.
Exactly right. And when he speaks, you can very well, he can back up what he says. I believe everything he tells me.
When you look at what we're worrying about with California, with our Air Resource Board, and the lack of attention they're paying to managing our forests, and how much we put out as far as fires and emissions, CARB, you know, NOx, all that stuff, and how much in one fire they can produce or eliminate. I mean, it would seem like they could spend a lot more time and energy, especially if they allowed private enterprise. You know, we've got this cogen plant down here in Anderson that is putting to good use all those waste wood products that basically are sitting here rotting and becoming good fuel for fires. You know, it could be something that could be turned into something that would generate tax revenue for the state, let alone jobs, you know. You know, a lot of good things if they would just use those, but they're not focusing on those things. So why is it then that all of us are the problem? Volcanoes aren't the problem. Mm-hmm. The forests aren't the problem.
We're blaming it all on cows.
Oh, yeah. Cows are the problem.
That's why you have to look a little deeper and you have to follow the money.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I find it's a fight for power in the long
run.
Well,
let me just add to the conversation.
Yeah, get in here, Duffy.
They keep moving the gold.
Well, I have to go and leave the church, so I'll let you guys
thanks,
go.
Thanks, Barbara. Pray for us. We'll be here, saying crap on the air. I mean, it's just terrible.
Okay.
Bye,
talk
Barbara.
To y'all later.
Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Oh, man. You know what? Why don't we...
Duffy, if you can hold that thought, we got to go to a quick break.
Take a swift break here. We'll be right back with you. I'm sure we have some more fun music. We don't want to miss any breaks because we don't want to miss any of Bob's fun songs. We're here at KCNR 1460 AM, the home of Free Fiber Media.
With so many lies, you twisted my heart till something snapped inside.
have a vehicle, a boat, or even a plane that needs to be transported, you need Miller Auto Transport. In the auto business for over 40 years, we take pride in the efficiency, the professionalism, and the safety of our transport teams. Unmatched by any other auto transport or carrier company in the nation, we transport to all 50 states and overseas. To find out more or to get a quote, visit our website at MillerAutoTransport.com.
Go!
So like the sun.
Go. Yeah. Sun,
always look for the hidden meanings in the music. It's just not happenstance
that the songs come up that do. There's a meaning to every one of them.
Yeah, Beach Boys pretty soon will be paying each other with sand. That's what's happening.
I think Warren was playing that on the radio back when he was cousin Warren Duffy.
Ah, a little history there.
A little homework were you, Bob? Duffy, hey. Bob's been stalking you.
Hey, we're with Warren Duffy and Mike Foreman. We're talking about CARB, AB 32, emissions controls, all things in the state of California. The
And CARB stands for?
It used to be.
Say it together now. The California Arbitrary Rules for Bankruptcy.
And let me just tell you guys, I would be a terrible guest on a Sunday morning if I came onto your program, Aaron, and did nothing but paint this bleak picture and didn't give anybody any hope that there was something that we could do about it.
There you go.
Our organization is called CFACT. C, the letter like C Charlie. F-A-C-T, like in fact, which is what the government doesn't give us much of anymore. C-Fact, SoCal, like Southern California, .org. That's our website. It's devoted exclusively to environmental issues as they impact California. We're the only website of its kind in our state. And I want to invite all of your listeners, after we finished our chat, to at some point, click over there. I do a podcast every week. My interview with Tom McClintock is banked up there. Also, Shannon Grove, the Assemblywoman, and so many other experts on this subject. Tim Donnelly, who shredded the CARB budget on video that went viral, and it's been around the world, so now when he's on Fox News, they call Assemblyman Donnelly the shredder. But we have on our website right now how we're attacking this horrible, horrible piece of legislation, the 2006 Global Warming Solutions Act, AB 32. We can't do anything with our governor. He's greener than some of the cheese I've got in the back of my refrigerator. We have a very liberal, is that an understatement, a liberal legislature?
Oh, yes.
I think, my husband says, if it gets any greener, we'll have to mow it.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, I'm Irish. I know green.
Hey, me too.
The governor is greener than an Irishman. But the other thing is, we got no help from executive. We get no help from the legislative. So what branch of government does that leave us? The judicial.
Judicial, right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we're going to hit them. We are right now seeking plaintiffs who will join not a class action suit, but businesses that have been damaged. And I want to offer the trucker who just came on and told us that horrible story. I want to invite him and all of your listeners, if you are willing to sue the government, it will not cost you a dime. Our lawyers will take your case.
Well, that just sounds like fun.
Absolutely.
We're looking for only 5 or 6 businesses statewide. We need to get their names. This is the process. They call us with contact information, and we set up a free interview with our attorney, and they determine, do you have legal standing in a case like this? The representation is free. The law firm charges absolutely nothing. Please call our office at 714-847-8835. If you are in cement production, if you are in iron and steel production, if you have a business that creates heat, I mean pizza shops are going to be major pollutants under this CARB regulation. Restaurants, if you petroleum and natural gas systems prepare any of that, if you're in electricity, if you're an electricity generator or any one of these businesses, if you have stationary combustion, please give us a call. We're looking for plaintiffs in that one lawsuit. We have another lawsuit, and I can't tip my hand, but just let me tell you that our attorneys are studying case law. Our intention is to sue in two different matters in the state courts, but also there's a federal issue. You know, your trucker was just complaining about the fact that the laws are so stringent on him. Get this, Aaron. We've got the state government saying our trucks in California have to clamp down on emissions. The federal government has just said to Mexico, under the NAFTA agreement, we're opening our borders. So Mexico's buses and trucks can all come forward. We've all been to Mexico enough to know they belch smoke. They're not insured. They don't have the same driver regulations. They don't even demand that you put the license number and the trucking firm on the side of the truck just in case somebody breaks the law and you can spot who they are. None of that, but the federal government is saying they can come here and there's no regulation oversight from CARB. So we feel that there are also federal issues involved here. We have another case that we're intending to take all the way to the Supreme Court if we have to. What we're actually intending to do, Aaron and everybody, is to hopefully, after we filed our cases, to get an injunction and delay it, derail it, or demolish it. Whatever the D is, we want to take this on. We can't all just stand idly by while the state ruins our state in the name of solving a problem that may or may not exist.
Yeah, well, and even if it does exist, I mean, that's the killer. If it does exist, let's just say, you know, I'm a climate change denier and it turns out I'm a knucklehead, but you know, I don't think I am. So let's just say that I am. Well, doing something about the air over California doesn't have anything to do with anything. That's kind of like worrying about the air outside your house. There's a reason you don't put air cleaners outside your house. You keep them inside where you can control the air.
I never thought of that. I'm writing this down.
I have asthma, you know, so I have a lot of air cleaners in my house. But it'd be the same as me putting them on my front porch so the bad air didn't get in.
Yeah, exactly.
Let me
just take you down one little quick rabbit trail. I went back to the 2006 Global Warming Solutions Act, and I found out who wrote it. It was written by Fabio Nunez. Remember him?
Yeah, we do.
There's no editorial comment permitted. No boos and hisses when I mention
sorry.
Politicians. Fabio Nunez, we all remember him. It was signed into law by Governor Arnold Schwarzenhauskeeper. Now, neither of those guys, we know, are the sharpest knives in the drawer.
God, no.
So I decided, where did they get the wording for AB 32? I mean, where did they come up with the four greenhouse gases, carbon dioxide and methane?
Who the environmentalists?
I'm sure Fabio, it was not sitting around in his office chewing on the end of his pen, and he said, you know what, the four greenhouse gases, where did he get that? Where did they get the goal of reducing emission levels to 1990 by 2020? In other words, 8 years to roll the clock back 22 years. Where did they come up with that? And who dreamed up this scheme of cap and trade? And you know what I found? In 1992, the U.N. held an Earth Summit.
Uh-oh, we only have 30 seconds until they're going to cut us off and tell us the news.
In 1997, they had the Kyoto Accord.
We'll be right back.
It was complete with Agenda 21 and the greenhouse gases, the emissions goals,
here comes the music, Duffy.
Are all in there.
You can't hear us. Hey, we'll be right back in 5 minutes with We the People Radio. Go to the website, wethepeople.us. You're here at the home of Free Fire Media. Bye.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
You had a chance to grab that big cup of coffee, go to the little girl's room or the little boy's room, and head back for the second
hour.
But if
they're the same
room. Then whatever. Yeah, the little outhouse. Hey, so, which, don't laugh.
In which case, there were emissions, probably.
Yes, we may end up with one of those at some time. You're joining the second hour of We the People Radio. We're with Warren Duffy and Mike Foreman, our great sound engineer, Bob Martin, your hosts, Aaron and Elizabeth. And I just want you to know that you're tuning into the second hour of Comedy Relief Station at KCNR 1460.
Because we are climate change deniers.
Yeah, we are. Hey, and
we need to tell somebody out there what the website was, because they are hanging on hold, and so we're going to make it a lot easier for them. It is www.c, like Charlie, cfactsocal.org. So
that's it.
cfactsocal.org.
Charlie, fact as in it is a fact. And SoCal, S-O-C-A-L, the abbreviation for Southern California, and it's .org.
And the SoCal doesn't have a K yet, right? It's still a C?
S-O-C-A-L.
We had somebody up here came back. She said she was
California
just visiting the Republic of Southern California. Just checking. So far away, we don't know what you guys are doing down there.
And don't forget to join our chat room at wethepeopleradio.us. It's always hopping and fun.
And actually, yeah, wethepeopleradio.us, at that site, the website is posted, Duffy's information is posted, and we'll get that phone number up there to join the lawsuit, and we will put up Mike Foreman's chart on compliance for CARB, because Robert has that in his possession now. Hear that, Robert? All right.
You do, Robert.
You do. So we cut Duffy off at the knees there. Nothing like he says, and it's about Agenda 21. And
Click.
Then Robert holds up the thing that says 30 seconds left. I'm like, oh.
30 seconds is not enough
this
to cover
isn't gonna
that
be good.
Topic.
So follow that thread, Duffy, where you were so rudely interrupted.
Well, the idea is that right now, we are confronting as a nation, I think, three evils. The first one is big government, big labor unions, big business, and all three of them are at odds with most of the rest of us. The second thing is terrorism, and we all need to keep that aware in our minds. We are still a nation of war. But the third thing that I would suggest is that there's also an influence that is operating very silently behind the scenes, and it's the move toward globalism. The UN doesn't make headlines that much, but the UN is alive and very well, not only in New York, but in Geneva, Switzerland, over in Africa, over in Indonesia, all over the world. There's an army right now of over 100,000 UN troops that are stationed all over the world. There are 40,000 people who work night and day, day and night, because they believe the answer to the world's problems, if we all just join one government, if there were no more nationalism, that the world would be a better place. Matter of fact, that's how my wife and I got involved with this. We found out, we're pro-lifers, and we found out that a big tenet of globalism is there are too many people on the planet.
Yeah.
And so when you go to these UN conferences, they're constantly talking about population control. If there were just a few less people on the Earth, we wouldn't be using so many resources, and it would be a much happier place. So we began getting into the UN and how they've impacted this debate. In 1992, it'll be 20 years next year, the anniversary of the first Rio Earth Summit. And after they got together, America was represented, George Bush signed the agreement, signed the accord, and we became part of the Earth Summit. Unfortunately, 5 years later, the globalists got into the act, and this was their thinking. A global problem like the environment needs a global solution. So the UN established something called the IPCC, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. It's a UN organization, and they have, for the past 18 years, been feeding information to the world, supposedly scientific information, and the world has drunk the Kool-Aid. The only thing is, about 3 years ago, you may remember, we helped to pop out the secret files from the emails of the East Anglia University, which is the headquarters of the International or the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. You may remember when the emails popped free, they showed that the IPCC was cooking the books. They were using information, scientific information, that proved their point, and they were ignoring all the other information. It was known in the media as Climategate. That gives you an idea of how evil this whole plan is, and it is. It is wickedly evil. These folks not only want to destroy America, they want to destroy the governments of the world, and they want to do a takeover. It's called Agenda 21. It was introduced at that Kyoto meeting, and it's the agenda for the 21st century, and I believe, Aaron, you've got a program coming up on it, don't you?
We always have a program coming up on it. We've got I've got Michael Shaw on here pretty regularly. It's funny, I just typed a note in the chat room that Michael Shaw would be so proud of you. he always wants to make sure that that gets stated, that people hear it all over the place, because there's a, we were told here locally by our congressman that since we didn't ratify that treaty here in the United States, that it has no impact on us.
Yeah, it's never been ratified by the United States, and of course, when Barack Obama came into power, he wanted to go over to one of these Copenhagen conferences. They have conferences about every 5 years where they discuss climate issues. You may remember the UN was searching for an issue back in the 80s, something that they could take global. First, it was the UN Rights of the Child. Do you remember that? And they wanted to pass regulations that would govern how we raise our children, make them nice little global citizens. Then they held the UN conference on the rights of women. Well, that didn't go over too big with a lot of Arab countries. when this climate thing sort of dropped in their lap, wow, this is the way we can do it. And they came up with that goal, establish by 2020, roll all of the Earth's air pollution back to 1990 levels. They came up with the four greenhouse gases. This was at the 1997 Kyoto meeting. And they came up with a whole cap-and-trade scheme. Originally, this was to be a massive transfer of wealth from industrial nations to third world countries. We have to buy pollution credits from them. So we have to take billions of dollars every year and send it over to the countries mostly in Africa and some in South America who don't do anything. So they don't make any pollution. So we will buy pollution credits from them and send them our money. That was how cap and trade originally was supposed to work. And what happened was when Agenda 21 was approved, when it was adopted back at the 1997 meeting in Kyoto, Japan, the instruction was take this out to as many regional, state, and local governments as you can. And they have been very effective since 1997 in establishing in so many communities. We're going to do a green project here. We're going to do a green project there. We're going to go green in this area. And it's all a transfer of wealth. Taxpayer money gets subsidy money over here. And this is a winner, and this one is a loser. And we've all seen that. Can anybody say Solyndra?
And not only is it the green thing, but it's all about redevelopment, and it's all about that kind of stuff, and the huge bonds that are being created behind that. I mean, communities are thinking, oh, redevelopment, that's great. The money comes from, I don't know, like Lucky Charms. They're like the marshmallow deals, you know. people don't realize.
One of the things we have to be aware of, and this isn't a wild-eyed conspiracy routine. Why would our state right now be building a high-speed bullet train that goes from nowhere and goes to nowhere? I mean, if the bridge from nowhere was bad, we're building a bullet train that's going to go nowhere. Why is that?
Well, the
globalists, mm-hmm. the environmentalists, think we should all go into public transportation.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're going to expand our railways. They're going to expand all of this stuff. I don't know about you guys in the Redding and your area, but gosh, down here in Southern California, people just don't take public transportation. It's just too difficult to get around. The other thing is they're going into our communities and doing what they call urban stacking. They're developing all of these inner-city projects where people will live one on top of the other in small little units because, you know, a public house, a single-family house, has all of this space, 2,500 feet, and we need to heat it and we need to cool it, and we really don't need all this space. The globalists know much better. We can all survive in 700 feet in one building, and then we just have to cool that one building or keep that one building warm, and we'll figure out what comfortable is, and we'll tell you.
We're gonna heat it and cool it by singing Kumbaya together. And I don't know what the next song is, but boy, wouldn't that be weird. Well, that'd be like, doo-doo-doo-doo.
I can assure you it's not Kumbaya.
Oh, darn it. Hey, so we're going to take a quick break here. You are listening to KCNR 1460 AM, the home of Free Fire Media.
Just come.
If your tax advisor tells you your legal deductions are red flags, it's time for North State Consultants in Redding. Our team specializes in reducing your tax liability using IRS policies and administrative law. As the most aggressive and qualified tax preparation and audit litigation specialists in the business, we offer tax and trust assistance with audits, late filings, overdue taxes, and more. For more information, visit our website at northstateconsultants.com.
This is KCNR,
the home of Free Fire Media.
I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you fire.
Gore on percussion.
We were having a sparkling chat in the chat room about the big houses that Al Gore lives in, and they decided it was for his big brain. Somebody else suggested it was for his big butt.
That's no worse than anything I ever said.
We got a rough chat room. Join us at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's for his big chakra.
Hey, and
big
just
chakra.
Yeah. And if you're just tuning in,
it's too late.
You're probably going to switch channels. Don't forget, go to wethepeople.us to our media page. Everything about today's guests will be found there. All of the information, the websites, the numbers, all the contact info. Give us a call.
Elizabeth, you're so awesome.
What?
You're like our mom. That's so awesome. I know. Thanks for being our mom. We're so bad. Mike and I are just goofing off, and Bob is making it a lot worse. And then Duffy's laughing, which encourages us. And
hey, somebody's got to be in control.
Exactly.
Here.
That's an excellent job for you. Hey, you know, during the break, when we took a moment from stopped goofing off, Mike was giving us some stupidity. Mike, tell us about the stupidity we might be noticing on the highway these days.
And I didn't want to interrupt the conversation. It was so interesting. But one of the things that a lot of people don't realize, we look at these semi-trucks going down the freeways here in California, and you'll notice that they're putting these skirts that are between the back axles of the truck and the front axles of the trailer. Okay, if you can kind of picture it, in the middle of the trailer there. And it's to work like a wind fairing. Now, it's interesting that California is making truckers do this when the speed limit in California for trucks is 55 miles per hour. And those actually won't begin offering any benefit to you until you hit at least 62 miles per hour.
So you have to break the speed limit and get a ticket in order to make those effective.
Yeah, I guess that's what they want. Maybe it's good for the Mexicans.
Oh, no. It's the revenue from the tickets. That's
probably it.
Now somebody gets to check for those.
Because, you know, you want to get your money's worth when you have to put that thing in, so you're going to have to jump up the
speed. And that's what's so frustrating. There's absolutely no environmental advantage, no economic benefit to the trucker, except for someone, they're creating a job for being able to manufacture these things and install them, you know, on these trailers. But, I mean, it's absolutely nonsense. It's just more of this senseless
And my guess is that they're made in China.
Yeah.
Well, I just found out we put forward we passed 745 new laws just this year. So
now when you step out your front door in the morning, you're committing 4 felonies and
exactly.
not knowing it.
Well, I think, you know, some of the only ones people even know about is, like, the open carry ban and the registration of long guns. I mean, what are the other 743?
How do you keep up?
Nobody has a clue.
Yeah.
So Duffy, down in lawsuit land, what? Because we like lawsuit land. We were fired up to hear somebody was taking it to him on this CARB thing. What got you going on this? And you know, what can people do to pitch in? Like, maybe they're just a regular homeowner, but they think it's stupid anyway.
Well, I got interested in this. A lot of my friends who are in government came to me back in 2007 and said, "Have you been following this this AB 32 thing?" And I'm like you. AB 32, it's another bill, it's another alphabet soup, Assembly Bill 32. No, why would I be interested in that? And then I began hearing, well, it's going to affect the entire California economy, and it's this thing called cap and trade. So I began investigating it. And eventually, I used to do a talk radio program, as you know, down here in Southern California every afternoon, and I got myself invited to go back to Washington to the White House for a background briefing. And I cleared security. I'm sitting in the holding area waiting to go in and visit with the president and some of his team to get an off-the-record briefing on a whole bunch of things. And I hear some guys in the holding room, and they're talking about the environment. And they're talking about the UN, and they're talking about population control, and I'm getting a little closer to him, and he's dropping a little bit more, and he's dropping a little bit more. Finally, I intervened, and I said, "What are you guys talking about?" And he said, "Well, we've been following climate issues for 26 years. And I said, "Climate issue? Does it go back that far?" So they took me all the way back to Earth Day, the first Earth Day, when the speeches all predicted that America was going to go through an ice age.
Yes. Yeah.
And we were all going to be extinct by 1975.
Oopsie. Darn,
well,
we're still here.
That didn't work, obviously. But these guys started going to the UN conferences about these issues and started tracking it back in Washington. And I started inviting them. I got acquainted with them better in 2008. I started inviting them to come out here to California. And they met Jim Rogan, the former congressman who did the impeachment argument against Bill Clinton, back in Congress. He's a good pal. And I got, he was up there when they passed this thing, and I got all these guys to meet with them, business owners, trade organizations, and they began to see that California was out here on the cutting edge of this environmental madness. So after 2.5 years of getting better acquainted with California and me getting better acquainted with them, I finally, my wife and I, in February of this year, we were authorized to start the first state chapter of CFACT, and we organized it here in California. So we're the local branch of CFACT. And if you want to get national and international information about the environmental madness that's going on at the UN, they're going to be meeting next month in Durban, South Africa, mm-hmm. to get ready for next year, the 20th anniversary of the very first Rio Summit, the Rio Earth Summit. So our guys go to those meetings. You get all of those reports and all of that information. You know how there's Home Depot? Well, just think of Climate Depot. Go to climatedepot.org, and that's our national website. And you can keep track of all the national, .com. We're .org, they're .com.
I heard that in the background. .com.
It's climatedepot.com. And you'll get information on there. One of our great advisors is a guy named Fred Singer. He used to work for NASA, and he knows the craziness of the way NASA's research has been distorted by the globalists and by Agenda 21. Lord Monckton, who many of you have seen on YouTube, was the environmental advisor to Margaret Thatcher. He's one of our guys, too.
Let's see, it all ties together. All of us climate change deniers, we're all hiding over here behind the curtain, hoping they don't pull it back.
Yeah, this is just like the Wizard of Oz.
Exactly.
You know, somebody behind. And I want to remind your listeners, and Aaron, make note of this. It isn't like California is the first person in the earth to try cap and trade. This has been going on for 7 years in the EU. Over there, they've got 12,000 businesses that are regulated by cap and trade. This operates in 30 different countries. It's been going on for 7 years. It's cost businesses over there $123 billion, and guess how much impact it's had on air pollution or temperatures?
Yeah, very little.
Yeah. Zip? Yeah.
The answer is zip, zero, nada, nothing. They are the largest
That's for
commodity
you,
exchange. Cantor Fitzgerald is running that whole show on cap and trade over in the EU, and the reason they've come to California is we will be the second largest carbon trading credit market on planet Earth. So you know why they're anxious to push this through.
It's all about the money.
Let me ask you a question. Okay, we're listening to all this, you know, good information about why we have to do all this for the health of Californians. And I've done a little bit of reading and looking into this myself, but I'm sure you've got a lot more information, because as we know that politics is more expedient than actual science. What have you found to be the facts as far as health benefits to Californians?
I'm having a little trouble picking you up on my monitor here as I'm talking with you. Can you either speak a little louder, or is there some way you can get a little more volume into my line?
Sure, we'll knock him around just a little bit. All right.
Aaron, why don't you
go ahead?
Go ahead,
Mike.
I've got a little bit of a hoarse voice.
No, you can do it. Okay. Just talk straight into it.
Yeah, what I'm wanting to know is if you can tell us what your view is as far as the health impact, which is a lot of what they were selling us under, was how we had to, you know, save lives, you know, like 3,500 lives per year because of all the pollution from diesel, particulate matter, and so forth. But what are the facts when it comes to health issues and pollution in California?
Well, I hate to say it, but if you go back historically, we're always being confronted with another environmental tragedy. I call these people the masters of imagined disasters, because if you go back, they had the hole in the ozone layer, which seems to have repaired itself. And then there were the rainforests in the Amazon jungle, and the lungs of the earth were going to be destroyed. Well, that was 10 years ago, and the lungs of the earth haven't been destroyed, so they've gotten off of that one. Then it was global warming, except the inconvenient truth is the globe hasn't warmed. So then they moved over to climate change, and that, forgive me for saying this, Aaron and everybody, but that was a stroke of brilliance. I mean, if there was a blizzard, it was because of climate change.
It pretty much covers everything, doesn't it?
If there was a hurricane, it was because of climate change. If there was a drought, it was because of climate change. It was brilliant, except the National Weather Service finally got it up to here, and they started making announcements about these natural disasters that were happening to us and saying, now understand, climate change has nothing to do with this. So then they went on to greenhouse gases, and after greenhouse gases, now with this new administration, it's evolved into energy independence, and it's evolved into green jobs. So I'm not so sure what problem we're trying to solve anymore.
Yeah.
And just about the time we get a good amount of information on one problem, then they say, well, the real problem is too many people are dying in California. Hey, that research that has to do with your trucking industry, it was not done by a doctor who worked for CARB, and he claimed he had a degree from UC Davis. And it turns out he got it from a paper mill, a diploma mill in London, England. He should have been fired. His research should have been greatly discredited, but it's been accepted, and it's the rules that your new pollution limits are established on. That's his research, and Mary Nichols knew that this guy was a phony. And she didn't tell anybody until it was finally revealed. And then they didn't discredit his research. They just let it stand. They gave him a couple of pay grade demotions. And he's still working in Sacramento for CARB. It's one of the great tragedies. You tell me, guys, how many autopsies have been performed? How many cause of deaths are in death certificates in the state of California where the autopsy revealed this person died because of inhaling particulates from diesel engines?
Yeah, no.
that many. No. We just voted.
The answer is none. That's not an official cause of death in the state of California. Never has been, never will be. It's impossible to prove.
Oh, being crushed by government, though, that's going to be a new cause of death. I tell you what, we've got people who, somebody on the chat room said my BP is going up, and it's like, is that blood pressure or the gas company? I'm not sure. We can't even do little acronyms within our own circle because nobody can figure out what they mean. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. This has been a fast program, and all the people are like, yeah. So grab some coffee. We'll be back with you in 2 minutes. You're listening to Duffy here on California Air Resources Board, KCNR 1460 AM, the home of Free Fire Media.
A vehicle, a boat, or even a plane that needs to be transported, you need Miller Auto Transport. In the auto business for over 40 years, we take pride in the efficiency, the professionalism, and the safety of our transport teams. Unmatched by any other auto transport or carrier company in the nation, we transport to all 50 states and overseas. To find out more or to get a quote, visit our website at MillerAutoTransport.com.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Lies, lies, I can't believe a word you say. Lies.
back to We the People Radio. We're talking about climate change, global warming, and all that nonsense.
I'm a climate change denier.
We are with we're with Mike Foreman. We're with Warren Duffy, Aaron Elizabeth, and Bob. And if you check into the chat room, it's deteriorated into a conversation about all things cow-related.
Everything that comes out of a cow. To bring his cow suit.
Yeah, so it's all about cows today. Because, you know, cows are the problem.
That's it. Do you know that we've actually subsidized a project in Argentina where they put monitors in backpacks and strapped them onto cows? And they're researching the food that they feed the cows to see how they can decrease the air pollution.
You got to be kidding me. All on the back of the taxpayers.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, it's the backs of the taxpayers and the backs of the cows. I'd like to get back to sanity.
You know, don't you remember those cows on the Far Side cartoon, you know, where they're standing up talking and smoking cigarettes and then somebody yells car, you know, and they all go down on all fours? I could just see them out there with their backpacks on. It's like, do you have a backpack? I got a backpack. What's this thing for anyway, you know? Just imagine
how ridiculous has this all gotten?
You know, these people, aren't they embarrassed? I mean, come on. Is that what you tell people you do for a job? I test cow farts.
Elizabeth farts.
Sandy, what do you do for a living?
I strap backpacks onto cows so that I can figure out what they're eating and keep them from farting so much. I mean, come on. What kind of job is that?
You were talking about this. Mike's going to be the dad. I got to step in here and get this back on track just so that hopefully you can hear me all right. I don't know. Can you hear me okay, Warren?
Oh, yes, yeah,
okay.
Thank you.
Very good. Okay, good. I'm trying to speak up a bit here. But anyway, this situation you were talking about with CARB and this Hein Tran that was the supposed PhD that they still have working for them even after all their proof that this guy was a phony and this is fraudulent. But there's another fellow. His name is Dr. James Enstrom, PhD and MPH, and that's not for miles per hour.
Yeah, I was just saying, yeah. It's an MPH.
it's a Master's of Public Health.
Oh, not my
pretty
helium.
Well, you know, PhD dummy is for pretty huge dummy. A PhD is pretty huge dummy.
But this guy really does know his stuff. He is a professor at University of California and School of Public Health and the Johnson Comprehensive Cancer Center. And he's done a lot of work on trying to see just exactly what the cause between diesel particulate matter, smoke, if you will, and cancer and all these things that they were, you know, claiming. And he's found that there is no link. Now, this guy's got some credentials that I think are fairly reliable, fairly trustworthy. Since he's come up with this report, amazingly, he's lost his job, and he's fighting to keep it anyway at the University of California. He has a website called Scientific Integrity Institute, and recently he sent a letter to CARB, to the California Air Resource Board, basically saying that there was a report that came out as a draft in October of 2011, and the final report just came out, and there was no change in it, and it is just full of errors. And he's going through and saying, look, there is no relationship between this fine particle and air pollution and cause for mortality in California. There's just no proof of that. And yet, these people still push full steam ahead. And you get lists of all their scientists and their doctors or PhDs or whoever that are on the board at CARB and so forth. But like you said, how many actual autopsies have they done? How much research do they really, you know, have? What kind of science are they really using? You know, we know what that science is. It's that science that comes right out the back end of that cow.
Yeah, Dr. Tran, the guy that had the supposed PhD from UC Davis, this was the actual quote from his report. In the previous year, 3,500 Californians have died from inhaling particulate matter in the air from diesel trucks. And if you go back for the previous year, I believe he published this report in 2010. If you go back to 2009, there is not a cause of death on any autopsy, on any death certificate in the state of California that says cause of death, inhaling particulate matter in the air from diesel trucks. Not one. Now, we ought to be able to look at a statement like that and say, that's downright unbelievable. How could somebody with a PhD put it in a report, and could the government base the entire trucking industry's regulations on a claim like that? And that's what set off a reporter to go looking into the background of Dr. Heon Phran, and that's when we found out that his PhD wasn't, in fact, from UC Davis. It was from Thornhill University in London. And if you'd like to have one, Mike, this afternoon, go online to Thornhill University. By close of business today, you can be a PhD.
That's a great idea.
Hey, okay, Dr. Mike. So I have the answer to everything. If, in fact,
Dr. Elizabeth,
they're so worried about overpopulation, why don't they just leave us alone, let us pollute, let us poison ourselves, and we'll solve the whole problem? I mean,
oh, your childlike innocence is just
seriously stunning.
Seriously,
if it's really about overpopulation, let us pollute ourselves.
Well, honestly, if you think about it, if we could destroy the planet, this is the thing I never can figure out. If we could really destroy the planet, why is it we can't keep up with our own yard work? You know what I mean? By the time you get all the dang flowers cut back and all the stuff, the grass has grown in the front, the stuff, I mean, you couldn't even destroy your own piece of property fully.
If you tried,
even Roundup doesn't work. We all know that. I mean, and if you live on the coast, you can't keep the berry vines from growing. I don't care what, you could put diesel in the ground. Yes, I've done it.
It's that doggone CO2.
I tried putting diesel in the ground, and it still doesn't kill the berry vines. I mean, come on. It's just, it was in a house far, far away. 3424 Edgewood Road, Eureka, California.
Yeah.
Honestly, you know, this, it's really arrogant. I mean, it's very, very arrogant.
I've always thought that we have that much, that we're that much of an influence on the earth.
Yeah.
That climate would not change if we weren't here.
I was surprised to hear that we've been having global warming for over 10,000 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Some
wow.
stuff really creeps
yeah.
up on you, doesn't
it? Yeah, I mean, think about it. Since
darn.
The last ice age.
It's too bad we didn't have PhDs 10,000 years
ago.
It's amazing we're still here.
Yeah.
Wow. It was those doggone dinosaurs. I'm so glad they're extinct.
Hey, if you think cows, imagine what a dinosaur can do.
Yeah, and that was long before they invented corks.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, some of this stuff, honestly.
I'm sorry.
I mean, we laugh about it, but dang, they've made laws about this.
Yeah.
That's the thing. And why these people aren't being voted out of office blows my mind.
Well, and don't forget how many of them are in regulatory agencies that can't get voted in or out.
No, but they can be controlled by the governor. You know, those things all track up to the governor. And so why is that not being done? I guess, Duffy, we need to take a quick break. When we come back, seriously, I'm probably not the one to be uttering those words. you know, honestly, can you give folks, when we come back, give them an idea of who they should be hammering on this? Because, honestly, when this stuff clicks over at the first of the year, this is going to be like the coyote and the roadrunner, except he doesn't.
Yep.
He doesn't get away this time.
Yep.
So we'll be back with you here at We the People Radio. We're on KCNR 1460 AM, the home of Free Fire Media.
Is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
With these changes in latitude, changes in attitudes, nothing remains quite the same. With all of my running and all of my cunning, if I couldn't laugh, I just would go insane. If we couldn't laugh, we just would go insane. If we weren't all crazy, we would go insane.
Oh, that has to be our new theme
song.
Hey, so as soon as the show's over today, I'm going online and I'm finding one of those online degree programs and I'm getting my PhD in fartology. I am.
I should get a commission from Thornhill University.
You should. You should get a free cow suit.
You You guys are great. I'm enjoying your program.
Hey, so for those of you that might be in the building just tuning in, we are talking about the inconvenient myths and misconceptions about climate change, the arrogance of the human condition,
the California arbitrary rules,
and we decided
for bankruptcy.
And we decided prior to closing the last segment that if we could just pollute ourselves, the end goal of lessening the human population on the Earth would be accomplished. We could solve the overpopulation problem.
Exactly.
I mean,
they
don't let
us evil capitalists just go wild.
Why are they shooting themselves in the foot? I mean, they have the answer right there.
They can't shoot themselves in the foot. They don't like guns.
Oh, that's right.
Come on. That's us again.
That's right.
Hey, so if we were going... We lost Mike. He's all red. Hey, so if we were going to, mount a giant, if we were going to laser focus this thing and try to make a point here, I realize it's a little late. It's taken us 2 hours to get to that point. But if we were going to do that, jumping on your website, I was on there a second ago, and for the folks in the listening audience here, facts.org. CFACTSOCAL.org. So there, if you sign up for updates and all that kind of stuff, are you giving people, stuff to do?
Oh yeah, the first one is of
giving
course
jobs.
Sue. We're gonna
sue them.
Think of the letter S. The first thing is we're gonna sue. So we need plaintiffs. If there's anybody out there listening to our program today and you are a paint shop or a pizza shop or an auto repair shop, if you're the owner of apartment houses, if you're in the trucking business, believe it or not, hospitals are going to get hit.
Okay, so basically that's every single person in your community that provides a service.
Just about what it is. If you're willing to step forward and volunteer to be a plaintiff in a lawsuit, it's no charge. Get in touch with us at the website, and we will put you in touch with our attorneys. That's the first S. The second S is send. Would you send me out to speak? Somebody got in touch with Aaron, and Aaron got in touch with our office, and that's why I'm here today.
That was Sally. Thanks, Sally.
Thank you, Sally.
Third
and
S.
We're asking everybody who hears, I go to speak at churches, I go to speak at Tea Party events, I go to business trade associations. I'll come to somebody's living room if you can get 10 people together so that we can spread the word. That's the third thing.
How about 300 on a Monday night in Reading?
I'm there.
All right.
Bring the cow suit.
Call it down.
28.
Yeah.
In a heartbeat. But the fourth S is sign. We've got a petition online. Excuse me, and what we're saying is we want to just, until unemployment gets below 5% for 5 years, 5 years in the space of eternity is nothing. So let's just hold up until unemployment gets below 5% for 5 consecutive years, and then in that time, let's really look at all of the science. Let's take a good hard look at it. Let's don't be stampeded into a solution here that's going to cost us a lot of money and maybe we're solving a problem that doesn't exist. So that's the third thing. Sign our petition. We're going to get thousands of these, and we're going to rent a dump truck, and we're going to take them all up, and we're going to dump them on Mary Nichols and Carb.
Nice.
Excellent.
We're
going to
make
there.
A big, spectacular public relations event out of protesting the 2006 Global Warming Solutions Act. And I hate to bring up the final S, but my wife and I are doing this without any financial support. We depend on donations. So,
yeah, so
on
do
our
we.
Website, there's a little donate button. And if anybody can send us a gift of support, we go out and speak for no honorariums. We just depend on the folks who are just as upset about this as we are to support us So please, if you could do that, click onto our website. Any gift would be appreciated.
Well, it turns out we have a major sponsor online. Somebody just wrote in. Oh, it's Engineer Bob. He wrote in, "We here at We the People would like to thank the Flatulation Nation for joining us this morning." So apparently there's already been a society formed.
Unbelievable. That's the new nickname for our chat room.
Yeah, exactly.
And I wanted to go back, if I could, historically, guys. I wanted to just give you a little perspective on Mary Nichols and Governor Brown. Back in 1969, I came to California from back east in Boston. I was a rock and roll, I mean heavy on underground rock and roll disc jockey in the Los Angeles area.
Who's Johnny Fever?
Yeah, we used to down here cover things like the Santa Barbara oil spill in '69, and of course all the smog jokes were going around Los Angeles. You see the air you breathe, and back in Ohio, the Cuyahoga River actually caught fire. So they had pictures of a river burning as it emptied into Lake Erie, and I mean, you know, we hadn't taken care of the environment. It was a mess. So there was a senator back in Washington, D.C. His name was Gaylord Nelson, and he was the senator from the great state of Wisconsin. And Gaylord organized the first Earth Day. So all of us hippy-dippy guys down here, listening to our rock and roll records, a few years later, I lived on a commune in Big Sur. I was the guy in charge of growing herbs. And I'll just leave that one hang in the air. But back in those days...
215 permit.
It's my long and checkered past. But back in those days, in 1970, they had the first Earth Day. And so we helped to promote it on our rock and roll radio station, and we were figuring people were going to go and clean up the litter at the beach and maybe not throw the pop tops off of the drink cans into the sand, because we all walked barefooted and we kept getting our feet cut on the pop tops. So this was our sort of naive agenda. I go home, and here's Gaylord Nelson predicting an ice age and a population wipeout by 1975. And I'm thinking to myself, where in the world did that come from? So this Earth Day movement started back in 1970. Out of that, we got the Clean Air Act. Guess who was the first attorney to win a lawsuit under the Federal Clean Air Act? Mary Nichols.
Uh-huh.
And that's her background. She was. She filed a lawsuit. She became the poster girl for the. She was Ellen Brockovich before Ellen even got her law degree. After Governor Brown, she was his environmental czar back in 1971. And after she left the state government, she went on to head up People for the American Way. We all know them. And Tom Bradley, when he ran for governor, she was head of his campaign. Jerry Brown brought her back for an encore appearance because they both speak the same language. She came to CARB from being assistant director of the EPA back in Washington. So we've got a couple of environmental, we got a couple of the worst greenies in the world. And you know what a friend of mine who's a lot smarter than I am said? If you weren't a liberal when you were in your 20s, you didn't have a heart. But if you're not a conservative in your 40s, you don't have a brain.
There's a lot to be said for that.
Hey, and just before we wrap up real quick, I know we're like a minute and a half away. Oh, yes, Sovereign Minds tonight, 6 o'clock, KCNR.
And they're doing
chemtrails.
Chemtrails.
With Mark Kent.
I like to say it like that, chemtrails. Yeah, because Dane Wigginton, he's smart about that.
Oh, yeah, and he's gotten it full force.
So that'll be the other flatulence. That'll be the sky flatulence. So make sure you jump back on the chat room so we can continue the dialogue. Duffy, parting thoughts?
No, just thank you very much. We're getting such terrific response from Northern California. Our petition this week has gotten hundreds and hundreds of signatures.
Yay.
And they've come in because the word has gone out through the North Country, and we appreciate your support. And I hope, Ryan and everybody, I hope you will invite me to come and be a guest. You've got a terrific radio program, and it's just so much fun. We can get all of us real morbid about this situation. You keep the temperature nice and light, and I admire you greatly.
Well, we'd love to hear from anybody that you think would be of value to our listening audience, so please feel free to send suggestions. Always up for the suggestions. And thank you, Mike Foreman from Clayton Towing. Give him a little 411 on your business there.
Give us a call, Mike. We want you as a plaintiff.
Yeah, you bet. We'll be doing that, and I can think of a list of other people.
How can people reach you, Mike?
Well, my office number is 530-365-8995.
Okay. And we can send condolence cards, too?
Yes.
Yeah, those New Year's parties are all different now. We need to serve Kool-Aid if we're going to get through next year. Wow. Well, Duffy,
thanks a lot, Duffy.
We super
51 days.
Yeah.
Sound the alarm, 51 days.
Man. All right, jump on wethepeopleradio.us.
Tune in next
week. You can find Duffy's info on there, and that way you can follow this thing as we count it down and see what we can do about it. When does the lawsuit lift off anyway?
We are expecting to get filed in December, perhaps in January.
Nice.
But, you know, there's no time like the present. We just need to gang up on this thing.
Great.
We're all tired of being silent. We're all tired of being victimized. Let's take back our country, and let's take back our state.
Thanks for all you do.
Keep it going, Duffy. We're here at KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media. Bye, everybody.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.